Yes, and you're very welcome back. Now, I'm delighted to be joined once again on Kilkenny Today for the last time in 2025 by editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine, David Moore, to guide us through some of the wonderful night sky sights over Christmas and New Year period and to offer advice for anyone lucky enough to receive a telescope this Christmas. David, you're very, very welcome to the last of Kilkenny's Today for 2025.
Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas.
Okay, and a very Merry Christmas to you too. Now, David, let's start with Stephen's Day. You say that Saturn will be sitting just to the left of the moon and visible to the naked eye. What should people be looking out for, and why is this such a special opportunity, especially for anyone who might be getting a new telescope under the tree?
Yes, and hopefully there'll be lots of people like that. They'll be looking for a special target. The moon is in the evening sky. Fortunately, this Christmas, always a great target to practice on. But right next to it, the day after, on Stephen's Day, you'll see the moon has a bright star just to its left, and that's the planet Saturn. So as well as having a look at the moon, you can see Saturn with its rings, and they're tipped almost edge onto us at the moment, which is a very special treat. So people have two targets. Hopefully one or the other of those two nights will be clear.
Good. Now, you've mentioned that Saturn's rings are almost edge-on at the moment, something we won't see again until 2039. For beginners, say, using a telescope for the first time, what difference does that make when they're viewing Saturn?
Well, Saturn's rings will be tipped edge-on to us every 15 years, so about 7.5 years' time. They'll be tipped gloriously towards us, looking like the classic pictures we see in all the books of Saturn with those lovely rings. But right now, for the rest of this year, if you have a telescope or get one, you'll see Saturn just as a thin line either side of it, because the rings are almost edge on. And if your telescope's good, you'll see a dark line across Saturn, which is actually the shadow of the rings on the planet. And people have seen pictures of that taken from Ireland in Astronomy Ireland magazine over the last few weeks. And it's a very rare treat, as you said, 2039 before we get to see Saturn like this again. Let's hope everybody's very good this Christmas and they all got a nice big telescope.
Now, David, on New Year's Eve, the moon is passing close to Pleiades, or the Seven Sisters. Now, this is a kind of famous star cluster, so how should people try to view it, and why is early evening the best time before the celebrations begin?
Yeah, now for this one you'll need binoculars. Normally you can see the Pleiades, or Seven Sisters star cluster, with the naked eye, but with a bright moon, it's nearly full, that close to it, it's going to be tricky to see. But the binoculars will show it. I've seen this myself in binoculars very easily in the past. And binoculars aren't that expensive. They're actually a telescope we recommend people start with before you get a serious telescope. So on New Year's Eve, before you start all your party plans, as soon as it gets dark, that's when you want to watch the moon rising. And you'll see the cluster just to its right. There's a diagram in Astronomy Ireland magazine showing what the scene will look like. And it's quite rare for the moon to line up so close to the Seven Sisters star cluster, you know, to be in the same binocular field of view. So we don't want people to get carried away with the festivities coming later that evening. Make sure you do a little bit of astronomy before you go out as soon as the sun sets.
Now, we're not going to leave you out of, we don't normally play a bit of music on Kilkenny Today, but I like to do it at Christmas. So now, I'm going to play this request for you, but I want you to tell me, because I know you met the singer of this song, Chris de Burgh. You met him many years ago when you had black hair. Am I right?
That's right, yeah. We wanted to make contact with the Russian Mir space station. Now we're all obsessed with the International Space Station, but before it was launched, it was the Mir space station in the 1990s, and we contacted the Russian embassy, and they said, well, if we can find some interesting media interest in it, we could probably organize it. And we said, well, what Irish person is famous in Russia? And the answer was Chris de Burgh, and he's very big in Russia. So we contacted his agent. He was delighted to do it, showed up at a library where I think it was the South Dublin Radio Club provided the equipment. And there's a picture actually on our website, you'll see, of me and Chris standing with headphones on trying to contact the Mir space station with the Russian first secretary, their equivalent of the ambassador. And we didn't actually make contact in the end because somebody told the astronauts the wrong day. So they weren't listening as they flew over Ireland.
Of course
it is. We were broadcasting to them.
Okay, I'm going to just, before we continue, I'm going to play this one for you, David. And it's a good Christmas one as well. A spaceman came travelling. Yes, Chris de Burg there with A Spaceman Came Travelling. What a great, great song. Now, David, that was for you. Now, Back to our couple of questions we have about what's going on over the Christmas. So Saturday, January the 3rd sounds like a real highlight with a full wolf moon that's also a super moon and Jupiter shining close by. What makes this combination so striking and what extra details can telescope users expect to see on Jupiter that very night?
Well, yeah, I mean, we have a super moon to kick off the new year, the first full moon of the year, also called the wolf moon in January. And Jupiter, the second brightest object after the moon in the sky, will be blazing right next to it. So you'll see the full moon, and just to the right of the moon, they have this brilliant star. And it isn't the star Bethlehem. It's not the second coming. No need to worry. It's not the end of the world. It is a beautiful spectacle of nature. We do think the star Bethlehem is probably Jupiter and Saturn, but that's another story. But this is something everyone can see with the naked eye. And anyone who got a telescope, of course, can have an incredibly close-up view of the moon with all those craters and mountains. And Jupiter, with its cloud belts, its own four moons, easy to see in even a small telescope, and maybe even the Great Red Spot if you've got a good quality telescope.
Now, David, many listeners may still be thinking about buying a telescope, and we've given them some advice, or you've given them some advice over the last couple of weeks, or maybe they're trying to figure out one that they've already got. What help is available through Astronomy Ireland, and can you tell us about the special telescope workshop and the Jupiter Watch coming up on January the 21st, which we will talk about again, but just give us a flavour.
Yeah, I mean, if you go to astronomy.ie, our website, you'll see telescope advice up the top. Click on that. It's a great article. Give me lots of background to help you understand what kind of a telescope you're looking for. A couple of quick tips are they're rated by diameter, not magnification. In fact, if somebody ever tries to sell you a telescope based on the magnification, walk away. The manufacturers know better. If they're plugging that misconception, then they're not on your side. So 6-inch mirror, if you can manage it, a 3-inch lens telescope, they're going to give you really good views like what we've been talking about, the red spot on Jupiter and the incredible detail on the moon. If you can't afford that, you know, they start maybe 100, 200 euros up. Get a pair of binoculars, 30 quid these days will get you a great pair, and you can see things hundreds of times fainter than you can with the naked eye. And if you have trouble setting your telescope up or you want some advice on how to use it, come along to our big Christmas telescope workshop, we call it, which is always our first telescope watch in January. And it's on the 21st next year. And we'll be actually setting up our own powerful telescopes as well to show people Jupiter up close. So whether you've got a telescope or not, bring it along or don't bring it along on the 21st of January.
Okay, and stay with us for the moment, David, because I have one more ad break to take, and I'll be back with my last question for you before we finish for the evening. Just stay with me for the moment.
You're listening to Kilkenny Today, sponsored by Walsh's Toyota, the name you can trust.
Kilkenny Mart at Killeen Hill. We're holding three main sales days at the moment. Monday is our sheep sales day from 10 a.m., with dairy sales beginning at 12:30. Tuesday, our calf and weanling sales begin at 11 a.m. And on Thursday, our cattle sale gets underway at 10 a.m. To stay up to date on upcoming sales, you'll find all you need at kilkennymart.ie. And while you are more than welcome ringside, all sales can be viewed as they happen on the Mart Bids app. Kilkenny Mart at Killeen Hill, proudly part of Kilkenny life for generations.
Ink and Print, 43 John Street, Kilkenny, for all of your printing needs. Print service, supplies, binding, lamination, and exclusive stockist of photos by photographer Danny Lahart. It's your one-stop shop for everything print in Kilkenny. Scans and photocopies up to A3, printing up to A1, and digitising and printing of old photographs. In-store, we have ink cartridges, paper, lamination sheets, envelopes, USB sticks, and SD cards available. We offer A4 and A5 binding, as well as A3 and A4 lamination services. And we are the official printers of photos by photographer Danny Lahart. That's Ink and Print, 43 John Street. Drop in, email at inkandprintkk@gmail.com or phone 056 780 0118 for a quote.
Hennessy Sports New Park Shopping Centre, huge stock clearance sale. School tracksuit tops only €20. All other stock half price. Hennessy Sports New Park Shopping Centre. Pre-Christmas half price sale.
The heartbeat of our city is shopping local.
Your favourite radio station is now broadcasting 24 hours a day. Community Radio Kilkenny City will replay some of the talk and music shows you love so much from midnight every night. Community Radio Kilkenny City, keeping you company throughout the night.
Play Community Radio Kilkenny City Split the Pot at Skelp Inn on the Callan Road.
And you're very welcome back to the programme. Now, David, just finally and briefly, before we finish, what else is coming up in January for Astronomy Ireland from, say, the public lecture on exoplanets to the beginners classes? And you also have a great last-minute Christmas gift idea involving the magazine, don't you?
Yeah, every month we run a public lecture online for everybody in the country. It's aimed at the general public. January 12th. It is our next one. It's called our New Year Public Lecture. And it'll all be about exoplanets, the planets that are orbiting other stars, and even how you can get involved in helping to find them. Well, Shane Creener is going to give the talk. He used to give our evening classes, so he's well used to talking to the general public. That should be fascinating. And then our actual Astronomy for Beginners evening classes online again, they start on January 28th. So all the details are on astronomy.ie. And you'll give somebody a gift subscription to the magazine. Not only will it tell them what to see in the sky, it's practically essential if you get a telescope. You'll need to know what to see with it, or you'll just miss the several things a week that you can see, especially in Irish skies. And, you know, the magazine will pop through a letterbox every month for the next year, reminding them of your gift. We think it's a brilliant gift. You could even do it on Christmas Day if you had forgot a last-minute present. You can print off a certificate and present it to them that morning. The shops can do that.
Absolutely. And just finally and briefly, David, you're looking forward to the break yourself for Christmas?
Yeah, but don't forget, we've got Saturn near the moon on Stephen's Day. We'll have the wolf moon
short
soon
break.
After New Year's. And hopefully lots of clear skies. Yeah.
Short break. Okay, look, David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland, thank you as always for sharing your passion and guiding us through the Christmas night sky. On behalf of everyone here on Kilkenny today, I want to wish you and all at Astronomy Ireland a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And thanks for everything in 2025. And we look forward to talking to you again on the 5th of January. Thanks indeed, David. Appreciate that. Okay.
Merry Christmas. It's been a fantastic time and a Happy New Year to everyone.
Thank you indeed. Now, that brings us to the end of this evening's programme and the last one of 2025. Stay tuned.